Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, at all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, yes, yes. Greetings, greetings, greetings to all of you. Every one of you. I don't want to miss not one of you, no matter where you are in this earth. I'm just saying to you, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I am so grateful to be with you again today, thanking God for you, 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 and you, thanking you for our relationship, thanking you for being there on the other side, even though today is consider your holiday. But listen, today is a day we should thank God always, every day that he allow us on this earth. And we thank God for it, even the sad times. We thank him for it. Yes, we do. So give him praise, give him honor, and give him glory today. Just because what? He loves you, and you know what? You love him back. And I thank God for you, you, and you this day. So have a good day. Here is, send your prayer request in. No, call it in today. Today is a day to thank God. Call in your request today, 347-857-3925. Okay, it's
praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, we bless your name, Lord, we magnify your name, Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you, you're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and all those that we're praying for, Lord Father. Forgiveness of all sin, Lord Father, where we have sinned against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. And Lord, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person name by name, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord Father, and we say let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus as we touch and agree, Lord Father, for those that ask for prayer, whether for themselves or for their loved ones, Lord Father. Father, as we ask, Lord Father, the listeners to touch and agree with us, Father, we thank you, Lord, for hearing prayers. Heavenly Father, I hold before you Cyprus Bishop right now, Lord Father. Father, as we pray, Lord Father, for his mind right now, Lord Father, for you say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Lord Father. And Father, we know the fight is in our minds, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over his mind right now, Lord Father. And Father, we speak peace to his mind right now, canceling the spirit, Lord Father, of suicide right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch him right now, Lord Father. Father, let him know, Lord Father God, that you're right there, Lord Father. Father, in these trying times, Lord Father, we ask you, oh God, don't forget about him, Lord Father. Touch Elise also, Lord Father. Touch her mind as well right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, she know you, Lord, Father, as her Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, we ask, Lord, Father, that you cover her under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet right now, Lord, Father. Touch her mind right now, Lord, Father, and all those, Lord, Father, that is around her right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we like to thank you, Lord, Father, for touching Pastor George, Lord, Father. Continue to touch his body from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. As we continue, Lord, Father, to speak healing to him right now. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Howard Jones, Barbara, Crystal, Lord Father, as we hold them before you, Lord Father, that are dealing with cancer, Lord Father, we come against that cancer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. You say by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father, and one of those stripes was for cancer, Lord Father. So, Father, we ask you to touch them right now, Lord Father, and let your will be done right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, cover them under the blood, Lord Father. Father, touch their bodies, Lord Father. Give them the strength, Lord Father. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Bethany right now, Lord Father. Father, comfort her right now, Lord Father. Let your will be done in her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we speak peace, Lord Father. Father, allow your angels, Lord Father God, to stand guard round about her right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch her right now. Touch her mother right now, Lord Father. Give her peace in her mind right now, Lord Father, and comfort in her heart right now. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, Lord Chanel, Lord Father. Touch her right now, Lord Father. Father, you know she's in need of a vehicle, Lord Father. Touch those that she come in contact with, Lord Father, at the car lot, Lord. Direct her to the car lot that she needs to go to, Lord Father, and show up and show out, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. Thanking you for all that you're doing, have done, and about to do, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for touching, Lord Father, Norma right now, Lord Father. Touch her in a mighty and a special way, Lord, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, touch her, strengthen her right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we take nothing for granted, Lord. Father, we know that you're an awesome God, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, touch our listeners right now, Lord, Father. Father, let them know, Lord, Father, that you are there, Lord, Father. You are that way maker. You are that burden bearer. Father, you are that comforter, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father. For never leaving us nor forsaking us, Lord Father. We thank you for all that you're doing for us, Lord Father. We thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father. Knowing, O God, that many did not wake up this morning, Lord Father, but standing before you in judgment, Lord Father. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for bringing us this far, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you continue to carry us, Lord Father. Father, we are grateful, Lord Father. We are thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for being a merciful and forgiving God, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for just being a God of many chances right now, Lord Father. So, Father, touch the hearts and minds of our listeners today, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're going through. You know what they're dealing with, Lord Father. Comfort them right now, Lord Father. You say you are our comforter, Lord Father. Father, release your comforter in their homes today, Lord Father. Father, many right now, Lord Father, ready to commit suicide, and we cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch those that are homeless today, that has not even shelter, Lord Father. Father, shelter them right now, Lord Father. Father, touch your people, Lord Father. They need you like never before, Lord. Father, touch, Lord Father, our loved ones, Lord Father. Father, as they're out working on the front lines, oh God, protect them from COVID, Lord Father, and anyone, Lord Father, that might decide to act crazy, Lord Father. Father, we release the spirit, Lord Father, God, of awareness right now upon your people, Lord Father. Father, let them be aware, Lord Father, of their surroundings, Lord Father. Father, touch through this airways today, oh God. Father, we thank you and we glorify you, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for touching nations right now, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, today, Lord Father, this is a day to be thankful, to be grateful, Lord Father. Father, knowing, Lord Father, every day, Lord Father, we are to be thankful. Knowing that no day is promised to us, it's not guaranteed, oh God, for us to even wake up, Lord Father, breathe, Lord Father, God, your air, Lord Father. Father, much less the use of our limbs, Lord Father. So we thank you, Lord Father, for the use of our limbs, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for hearing prayers and answering prayers, Lord Father. Father, we ask you this day, Lord Father, to release, Lord Father, our warring and minister angels to continue to stand guard round about us right now, Lord. Father, touch homes today. Touch minds today. Touch hearts today, right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, baptize us right now, oh God, with your agape love, Lord Father. Baptize us with your agape love. Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord Father, my pastor right now, Lord Father. Father, use them, Lord Father, as the listeners today say how thankful they are, Lord Father, for what you have done, what you're doing and about to do, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We glorify and magnify you. And, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast today, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. We thank you for testimonies, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for those, Lord Father, that would ask, Lord, to accept you as their Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you for the prayer requests, Lord Father. Father, most of all, we thank you for just being our God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. And I'd like to say, Heavenly Father, we thank you today for our prayer warrior, Lord. We ask that you give her strength, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Give her strength right now, Father. She did a great service, Lord God. She certainly did a great service, and we thank God for. We know that she tired. She just went to sleep a few little while ago. So give her strength, Father God. She's determined to do what she has to do. And we thank God for it, more or less than life. We thank God for all of you. All of us have kind of been up all night, you know, just about. And I know some of you have been up, too, and you might be still up. Amen. And you'll get some sleep after a while, won't you? Oh, yes, yes. You're through with your dinner. And all, praise God, hallelujah, thank God. I tell you, can I come to your house for dinner today? Am I invited? Oh, I'd love to come. You got something good? Got anybody got any chitlins out there? chitlins. You know what chitlins is? Well, if you know, okay. If you don't, well, you know, you ain't got none today, huh? But you got some oxtails, right? Mm-hmm. I know. All right. Garnish hens. You got that? How about lamb? Anybody got a lamb? I'm coming to somebody's house today. Y'all, I'm about to come. Tell me what you got good. All right. Praise God. Let me read you a nice word here today. Pride is the architect of walls and fences that separate us from the discovery of additional truths, from the achievement of new friendships, from the establishment of deeper understanding, and finally from the attainment of world peace. Pride is the architect of walls and fences that separate us from the discovery of additional truths, from the achievement of new friendships, from the establishment of deeper understandings, and finally from the attainment of world peace. What is it that separates us? That pride. That pride. Praise God. Ain't God good? God is so good. We do thank God for you, you, and you again. We thank God because this is the day that God has made. This is the day that he granted us. And someone, I don't know who's the architect of that, of this day, but I thank God for whoever it was that set aside the day for us to thank God. It's a shame we got to be reminded to thank God and to do good things on this day at all. Then we don't do it every day and thank him, because the words say that we should give, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. That's one, isn't it? Next thing he say that we should give thanks every day, because this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. You, you, and you, and I should thank him every day that he allow us to breathe, yes, to be here, to be have a reasonable portion of health and strength. I say that because a lot of us is a little tired right at about now. But we ought to thank him. We shouldn't be pumped to thanking. We shouldn't be made to thanking. We should just thank him just because he is God. And he is a good God. He good to you because you still have your life, health, and strength. I know you kind of may be upset because somebody in your family or you love is passed on. But listen, you don't know what God have in store for them, you know. Thank God that you knew them. Thank God that they had an impression on your life. You know, you have to thank God for all things. He said, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, you ought to thank God. I know you say, I ain't going to thank God, ain't nothing good. This pandemic here. Are you here? You're still here. Thank God you're still here. Thank God whether you had it, if you had it and it got, you got healed of it, that you really ought to be dancing a jig up and down because God is good to you. Hallelujah. I just thank God for breathing. I thank God that I can still chew my own food. I thank God I can see. I thank God I can hear. I just thank God I can feel. You know, praise God. I just thank God that I can look at the sun shining today and thank him. Hallelujah. And, you know, this is what I do. Thank God for the people in your life, good, bad, or indifferent people. You still do what? Thank God for them. Ain't no, you know what I would say? There's no room for hate. Ain't no room for it. You just make room for it. Because he said God is love, right? Yeah. So he have room only for love, but you prefer to institute hate in there. Huh? can't stand them. Every time you can't stand them, somebody can't stand you either. You see? So praise God. You know, today is a day of thankfulness. It's set aside. Now, can you thank God on this day if you can't thank him the rest of the year? Because you're mad with God. Even if you're mad with him, you thank him because he didn't cut you off. Amen. You still thank him. Huh? And I don't know if there is a God. Well, you better find out. You know, so you know you would thank him for allowing you your life, giving you life in the first place. Hallelujah. I'm not preaching. I'm just talking. Praise God. We thank God for Bishop Porter here. We thank God for Sister Diane and all. And we thank God for Thanksgiving, those of you that done cooked all that good food and cakes and pies. And, oh, yeah, somebody made some peanut butter brittle stuff and all of that. Making all that good stuff for the day so somebody can get some cavities. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But you know what? That chocolate is good. Peanut butter brittle is good, and everything, all that sweet stuff is good, ain't it? And Bishop like them, what's them pies he like? Pecan pies. Now, they are sweet. Ew. Praise God. He like pecan pies, and I don't. But anyway, that's his taste. We thank God for it, but that ain't good for you. That's too much sweet, ain't it? And we got all kind of, what's them other pies? We got apple pies, we got sweet potato pie, those are the famous ones, you know, and then we throw all the other pies in there. Do y'all ever make lemon meringue pie? I don't hear nobody talk about it no more, you know. They used to make it all the time, you know. Then you got the lime pie, ain't that the lime pie? Yeah, all them good pies, you know. I'm making you hungry, right? Oh, yeah, don't forget them peach cobblers. Oh, my goodness, don't forget them. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, I like them peach cobblers with some ice cream on top of that, too. You talking about something tastes good? Wow, I know I'm talking about that food, man. Hallelujah. Well, this is the food day, ain't it? Y'all done spent all your money that you had now on food. You ain't getting no little bit either. Well, somebody might drop in. Well, somebody might be hungry and drop in. You ought to have something enough to give them a little bit. Or share with what you have. That's all. You just got to share what you got. That's all you can do with one another. Somebody else be less fortunate than you. You may have a little bit, and they may not have none at all. So what you do, share with them. Share with them. Do you hear? Now, let me tell you about somebody you could share. Share with one of them winos on the corner. Now, you say, but they take their little money and they go buy some wine. I said, yeah, but that's their poison, right? They like wine. So, but this is the day of Thanksgiving, so thank God you can eat and you got sense enough not to take your money and buy wine. So you buy food so you share with them and let what happened to them so God can do what? Condemn them for taking your money and just going buy wine. Don't give them no money. Take a plate of food to them. I don't never give them no money. I bring the food to them. That's me, of course. But praise God, God is blessing you. You, and you. You have a blessing, and you don't like to share. Well, hey, I ain't got enough for myself. You know you running over with food. You done got food from everywhere. You got so many boxes of food in it. Why can't you share the food, what you got? Some people don't have a car to go get no food. Now you go and you get more than you should at that wherever you went. Go take it to them that you know don't have a car. Got children. I'm just trying to help you out here to be blessed. That's all.
Because you know what? It don't matter how people feel about you. But give them some food. God told us to do what? Give them a drink of water. In his name now. Huh? In his name you give them the water. You ain't going to say, well, look, I gave you that water. You ain't getting no water. Jesus gave them the water. You just did it. You did it. You the one hands he used in his name. So that's his water he giving to somebody. But he's using you. Oh, ain't that wonderful? Praise God. Praise God. I'm just really going on. You know, enemy has been tussling with me. But you know what? I'm still the winner. I am still the winner. Did you hear what I'm saying? And I'm so glad God didn't let him take me out on this Thanksgiving. I'm thanking him that I'll be home for Christmas. You know, amen. Sing that song, you know, praise God. Now I want you all in the mood. Good mood now. I hope you're all in a good mood. Everybody in a good mood, right? Amen. Say amen. I'm helping you say amen now. You're in a good mood. Now, I know maybe you may be tired because you was up all night cooking. See, why do we do that, too? Up all night cooking, then when the next day comes, we're too tired for anything. Can't even hardly eat the food we cook. Praise God, praise God. Ain't God good? I tell you, my Diane here, she done learned how to cook what I like her to cook. She don't like it, but she done learned how to do it. She can get in there and put it on in a drop of a hat now. Boy, she used to take all night to do a turkey and the stuffing. Now she can do it almost with her eyes closed. And I looked at, this night I looked at her. I sit there and looked at her this night. And she did it, too. She went on and did it. Yes, she did. And I said, wow, girl, that's quick. I put mine in and just it don't get done tonight at this hour. But she put it in and looked around. She said, it's done. I said, you mean it ain't half done, is it? She said, it's done. I said, already? Man, what you did? I thought maybe she put it in one of them quick frying pans. But she's gotten good. God, I'm happy. I have to get her a medal. I have to make her a little medal and give it to her. One of the blue medals. Because she did good. She did good. And she ain't fussing about what it was either. Because she don't like it. But she ain't fussed this time. I said, ain't God good to me? God is so good. Good. Amen, amen, amen. She ain't gonna eat it now, but she good. She did it for me, you know. She did it for me. I'm so happy for her. Yeah, you say, well, why are you so much you happy for Diane? Because you ain't here doing it. See, if you come here and do it, I'll be happy for you too. Praise God. Give me a break. Hallelujah. And I thank God for all of those of you that have thanked us and wished us happy Thanksgiving and, you know, good eating and stay safe, kind. Y'all stay safe, will you, please? I declare, please stay safe. I don't want to see, I want to hear nobody else, nobody I know gone on account of not practicing being safe, okay? Don't let that be in your life. You want to have a good Christmas too, don't you? Amen. You want to be here for Christmas. You may not have no money, but let me tell you, God going to make a way for you. I promise you, all those that have been on a pretty continual basis, they bless this ministry. I thank God for every one of you that been blessing this ministry. It helps us pay the bill. Yes, it does. It really do. And I thank God for you this happy Turkey Day. Happy Turkey Day. now, and I, all right, we're gonna let y'all have a chance. But you know what? I want to ask you a question too. Why do they pardon the turkey? What did he do? Did he commit a crime?
They pardoned him
because
he ain't gonna die.
So he
ain't
gonna die.
This is death row for turkeys.
Who thought of that? I just
came to my
mind
just now. I'm sorry.
I want to know. Did they get him out of jail?
They save his life, so he don't have to be in the frying pan, in the deep frying pan,
right.
Or in the oven.
But that ain't but one. What about the rest of them? Now the rest of them got to die.
Yeah.
For one to live, huh? Pardon the turkey. Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Then they're going to throw him right on back in the barn, y'all.
Yeah.
Right.
They're
going to
make it for one time.
Oh, God. I just thought I'd ask about it. All right. Today. That's bad. The poor turkey. What we gonna do on Christmas? Who we gonna pardon on Christmas?
Damn.
We gonna pardon the hog.
The hog.
Cause he gonna eat a lot of hams. Oh Lord Jesus, have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. God is good, you know. I just thought I'd lighten up your day a little bit so that you could thank God. You can, listen, I'm not telling you what to thank God for. You can thank God you ain't no turkey, too. You know, God, if I don't have a turkey, I don't think this is no Thanksgiving Day because I ain't got no turkey. You know, well, eat a chicken. You know, hey, you know. Go to Popeyes. Popeyes made it available now. You can get your turkey already in a bag, cooked. Okay, go get one of them. See? You don't have to worry about killing it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hate to be out in the yard trying to kill a turkey. Hallelujah. Bad enough killing a chicken. Praise God. He's smaller. Bless God. God is good. I know. God made it possible, gave us these animals so we can have something to eat. As long as there ain't nobody that he made us for to eat up. Praise God, because we understand it's a chain going on. Hallelujah. Y'all know, I tell you, I feel a little better now. I feel better. I done woke up a little bit to praise God. Amen, amen. And today, you know, you're going to have a chance to express yourself and let Jesus have his way in your life, your lives. Remember now, the will of God is that we give thanks every day. Every day, you know. And don't say you ain't got nothing to thank God for. You got everything. You just look at what you got. I know you ain't rich. You ain't wealthy. But you can thank God for everybody. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. I should do the same. God is good. Wait a minute. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Okay. Is she on this? All right, we have one. Caller on the line. Oh, thank you. Hello, good morning. Is that my favorite person, one of my favorite people?
Hi, good morning from St. Thomas.
Good morning, yay! Hallelujah.
1 o'clock is a happy time. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I'm thankful for my family, the food that we gave me, the clothes on my back, the roof over my head.
Yes.
And I have some good news. the young lady that she was waiting for the car, she got the car.
Okay. Yay. See? Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Give me some more good news.
I'm here getting ready to go to my big daughter for Thanksgiving.
Okay. Eat some Thanksgiving dinner. Mhm.
Yeah.
You gotta go out of town?
No, I mean just we don't have all that tongue, it's just 2 minutes away.
Listen. I've been there, but I was on a ship and my feet didn't touch the ground. Praise God. Hey, man. But you cooked something. You didn't cook nothing?
A ham.
Oh, so you're going to take the ham with you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. See, now, if somebody come by your house, they ain't going to even have the ham, is it?
Nope.
Ain't nobody gonna be home, huh? Okay, that mean I can't come knock on your door. All right, praise God.
When you come in, I'm doing saltfish for you.
Okay, I thought it was, what's that other fish?
Saltfish.
Oh, she going to do the salt fish. Okay. You're going to take the salt out of it.
Yeah.
She going to take the salt out of it. Tell my baby I said happy Thanksgiving and don't eat too much.
Okay, when I go over by her car, she over by her aunt right now.
Oh, you mean she going to miss Thanksgiving?
No, I'm going by her.
Oh, oh, you going back? Get her. Oh, you going?
Yeah.
I heard what you say. I'm getting it. How y'all praise stuff? I'm getting there. Praise God. Well, you know, I sure do thank God for you. You've been a blessing to us. Praise God. I thank God for you being there. I thank God for your family, how God is blessing them. Yes, and you. I thank God for it right now. All right, I'll give you some turkey if you want some.
Don't like turkey.
You don't eat turkey either, do you?
No.
See what I'm talking about? Funny people. You and your cousin here don't eat turkey. He don't eat my turkey anyway. Lord, invite y'all to dinner. She don't want nobody to know she don't eat turkey. Well, you know, don't have no turkey if you want to invite her to dinner.
I eat turkey.
You don't eat this.
We eat everything except the turkey.
Everything
except turkey.
Yeah. Well, I know. I don't know what to cook if I invite you to preach God. Amen. All right. Praise God. We thank God for you, and your family, all of them. Praise God. Tell them that don't eat too much and stay safe.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. She's still in?
No.
All right. Thank you. All right, somebody. You want your nail?
Just press the one.
Just press the one. Press the one if you want to thank God or tell us some good news so we can celebrate with you. This Thanksgiving, we could eat a whole lot of something. Okay, who is this? Good morning. Praise the Lord. Hello. You're on the air, I think. You're on the air?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
No.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I had the mute button on.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't think you knew who it was.
Oh, my goodness. You got me that time.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to all, and I just truly want to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor just for the fact he woke us up and we were able to see another Thanksgiving day, the beginning of it. And I just thank him for my husband. I just thank him for my loved ones. I just thank him for health, life, and strength. And I just want to truly thank God today because on Tuesday I fell. And went to my doctor yesterday, and they sent me to have x-rays. So I broke my arm. I still give God the praise out of it because I broke my left arm. I'm right-handed, so I can still do, you know, something with the right hand at least. So it could have been worse. So I just give him praise. I truly do. I praise him because I have my husband in the kitchen who had to end up cooking Thanksgiving dinner. But I thank God that I have him. I just thank God for being so good, too. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I just give him praise for my family. And, you know, God is good to all of us. The fact that we woke up this morning can just say thank you, Jesus. And so that's my thankfulness all the way around. You know what? If you tried to thank him for everything, we would never get off the line.
So we would never stop thanking. We are thanking day and night.
Yes.
You. Mm-hmm. Thank God for all of you there. Praise God, all the family there. And we send our greetings to them. Y'all don't eat too much. Eat too much, you know. Praise God. Did he fry any turkey?
No, he didn't this year. You know, we were so small, we ended up just doing Cornish hens.
Right.
So,
okay.
So, we didn't do a lot. But anyway.
Good. Thank God.
You know, so I hope y'all have a blessed one too now.
All right. You too. We're going to be praying about the arms.
Thank
you. A
rapid
recovery.
They have me in a harness there telling me not to move it. That's kind of hard, but it's pain to let you know not to move it. But, I have to go to an orthopedic next week.
So we go
from there.
Devil is a mean devil, ain't he? He always doing something.
Yes, Lord.
But give our best to each and every one of them. Today.
All right, and the same for you all.
All right, thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye. Later, I don't say bye.
All right, next time. Praise God. Yeah. All right, hello. You're on air.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, happy Thanksgiving. I'm missing something here. Hello?
The other little one says happy Thanksgiving as well.
I heard it.
Nathan, happy birthday, Nathan. Listen, Nathan, you don't make no macaroni and cheese. Okay? He done got quiet. I see. Look at that phone.
I want you back.
What?
Happy Thanksgiving. Well, we're thankful for our apostle, our bishop, our pastors. We thank for everyone that our friends and family. We thank God for allowing us to be able to see this day and keeping us through this year and continuing to keep us for years to come. So happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. What time the oxtail will be ready?
Oh, there's no oxtail. I tell you. There's no oxtail.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanksgiving to all of you. Pastor Joyce, Tasha too, and of course the baby, Nathan, Natalie. We miss y'all this year.
We miss you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'll be working.
Oh, you working? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Don't work too hard and stay safe. Please be distant.
Will do.
Amen. All right. Hello. Good morning. You're on air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to give thanks for my family and thanks for the Lord putting a meal on the table today. And thank the Lord for the opportunity to help somebody today. Amen.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. What am I invited to today? I'm having dinner with all y'all.
Some candy sweets, some greens, some Cornish hens. I heard somebody say oxtail. Please don't say that too loud because my son will hear you. And I ain't have none. And some potato salad and mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese and rolls. And some pies and banana pudding.
You made a banana pudding?
Yes, ma'am. And I made making your bread pudding.
I forgot about that.
And then
that.
I'm going back to bed.
I don't blame you. That's where we all are ahead. Pray good. But
mm-hmm.
you ain't getting no company, so I'm coming to eat.
That's right. Come on.
I'll leave your uncle home.
Uh-oh. Look, I felt like he was here.
Because he can't, them garnish hens ain't enough for him. So I have to leave him.
Right.
Praise God. Okay, thanks. Give my best to the family.
Yes. Amen. Auntie, what did you cook?
Oh, I have turkey with my favorite stuffing with oysters and crab meat in it, and bacon covered it over, and corn casserole and candy yams and collard and turnip greens mixed and potato salad. Did I say ham?
Yes.
Okay. You know, you got to have something for your uncle, you know.
Mm-hmm. I got to have that recipe for next year with the oysters and the crab meat in it.
Mm-hmm. Diane done learned how to do it, bless her heart. And she don't eat it. She don't eat it, but she done learned how to do it. I'm telling you, I'm so surprised that she done learned so good. She say, "You well watching me?" I say, "Yeah, that you don't throw away my oysters."
Tell her I ain't going to put her business on the air, but she might not be eating it.
Thank you. She'll fix them for me again. She fix them. She do it because she don't like them herself, but she'll do it because we do. That's why I say she's so good at doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even watch it no more. I don't have to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's good. So she can give you that recipe. Could you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My sweet potato pie, I then give somebody it too. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Guess what? Somebody told me, say, don't you have some people around you that love you can cook? I said, well, yeah, we're going to get Bishop to cook. I got to teach him yet. Bishop. You know Bishop Porter?
Yeah, that's my uncle. people. Yeah. Okay. You want to eat it, right?
Listen, he ain't got no problem because I kind of be behind it. We be behind trying to pump it.
No, he's a good cook. He's a good cook, but you want to, is he going to eat it as he goes?
Well, now I see what she's talking about. Well, we have to kind of watch him.
Yes.
Because we won't cook a day early. Because it won't be nothing. Because, he'll be the taste this and taste that. And when he finished tasting, his taste is like eating a plate.
Praise God. I love you, Uncle.
We love him, but we just talking about him to his face.
Hey, y'all don't bite no more, y'all front bite.
We talk about him to his face.
That's right.
Everybody know he likes to eat. It's nothing. It ain't no secret to it. So what we know what to do, don't we? Keep the food away from him. He keep the
well,
how did he touch the potato salad?
I did.
He went to sleep. He went to sleep. Okay.
Oh,
no. Praise God. So we're doing good. We're doing good. Praise God. And if somebody dropped by, we like to have something that we can give them something to eat too.
Amen. Amen.
Too, so people will drop by.
Mm-hmm.
They will drop by. I just dropped
Amen.
By.
Yes, they
do. Say what you're doing. And you come by to eat, okay? In your place and send you on your face. That's one of our favorite nieces there. We thank God for her today. You ain't working either. Isn't that nice? You're going to sleep. Praise God. And you hope you get
Amen.
Good rest. Amen. Go ahead, girl. You doing it. Y'all doing it today. I'm got a lot of plates to eat down. Hallelujah. I'm going to have to get me a wheelbarrow. Get all this food. Somebody else, we going to eat at somebody else's house? Hello? Nobody? Yes. Come on now. Let us come on to your house now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did you cook? You didn't cook? You going out. You can't go to what you call them no more, can you? Golden Corral. Can't go there no more to eat, can you? They closed, aren't they? They ain't closed? Oh, okay. All right. Praise God. It's so good to thank God for those of you with cooking, getting some food wherever you get it from. Amen. You could have ordered it from a restaurant, too. It's still good. And we'll eat that. They serve turkey, too, dinners and all. Everything is at, a pace now where you don't have to be hungry right about now. I know the jobs have, been cut and everything, money been cut and all of this here. But still and all, there is somewhere you can have a good meal. Even the, the different missions they are serving. And the Salvation Army, too. There's a mission down in our land that I think they serve it. I know the Salvation Army always do. They just having problems getting help right now, volunteer help, because of the pandemic. They having problems. But we trust God will let somebody get there and help them. That they always had somebody. Churches usually go and help and all like that too at the Salvation Army and the mission. I can't think of the first name of the mission, but I know it's a mission and the Salvation Army that's in Orlando to help the homeless. And all, it's wonderful to be there, be able to do that, and to help somebody. God will bless you for that. Yes, he will.
Come on, somebody, now don't be afraid. Listen, if I don't know you, I ain't going to mess with you. I just say I'm coming to your house for dinner. You don't want me to come to your house for dinner? Okay, I won't come then. I just go to the ones I already said. I told them I believe I'll stop by. Now, if you see me in your kitchen, don't get scared. Hallelujah. Can you see God transporting me now? My. Hallelujah. Listen, didn't we say God could do anything? He can do anything but fail. What if he did transfer me to your house? And you see me there. I know. We'll have to take you to the hospital, the nearest hospital. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But God is good. Let me tell you, he is so good. And I thank God for you. We can still sup together. Now, who's that Dr. Fauci, whatever his name is? They supposed to be having dinner on the Zoom.
Okay.
Now you see that he having dinner with his children on Zoom. Now how you think about that? We can do that too, can't we? Huh? You see? Nah, we solved that problem, didn't we? I could eat some of all of the food. Listen, listen, it may not be long where they fix up these here computers and stuff and send you the smell right on through it. I mean, you never know what they're going to do next with these things now, people. So just get ready, because we got some wizards out there. You on the air? Who that is? Hello? You on the air? You got your...
Turn down a minute, please. Hello?
Put your mute on.
No, nothing.
I don't know, my phone just said mute. Hello?
Hello? You want to say some
more? Yeah, Shanika just texted me to tell you all Monday is her last therapy.
Okay.
She was going therapy, so Monday will be the last for her.
Oh, this will be the last. Well, we'll still pray. We're going to keep on praying, even though it's the
okay,
last.
Thank you.
We trust that everything is going well. Everything is going well, and we will continue to pray for them.
She just asked me to tell you.
We'll wait for the testimony when she get ready.
Okay.
We'll do. All right, and we love her.
Amen.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Oh, she was getting back on again. Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. I tell you, good news is coming all around. I know somebody else on here got some good news, and they're not the only ones got good news. You have some good news, too. Huh? And thank God for your good news. Huh? There's nobody to laugh at. Now, me and Sister Diane, we've been together for, 15 years? 15 or 20 years. Bishop say 20, but by 15 or 20 years. We've been together. Well, it is a longer time, ain't it? And I forgot. I didn't add that to it. We've been together a long time, and I just like to mess with her because she blushes a lot, you know. Praise God. I just like to mess with her. Yes, you know she got them baby cheeks that when she blush they puff up and you pinch them. You know how you pinch the baby cheeks. I like to mess with Diane. I love to mess with her.
Hey, God is good.
Yeah. Hey, she don't get mad. She's a fun girl. She's fun. Yes, she is. Yeah, she's fun. I thank God. How about you? I ain't gonna mess with you, but I don't know you.
I thank God for waking me up this morning, clothed in my right mind. You know, being able to use my lens and I can do for others other than myself.
Amen.
I just thank God for everything that he has done for me, doing for me, and about to do for me, because I'm going to give him praise even before it comes. And when it comes, I'm still going to give him praise. So I thank God. I thank God for help and strength. I thank God for the people. I'm not crying.
She's crying.
I thank God for the people that he placed in my life. I thank God for my church family. I thank God for even those that don't even like me. I thank God for them too.
Amen.
Because you know what, it keeps you praying any which way. So I just say thank God even for this broadcast, touching other people. You know, you mean in this day and time, there's so much technology out there that you can connect with people all around the world. You don't have to get on a plane to do that. I thank God for the technology that even in this time with this pandemic, you may not be able to go to your loved one's home, but you know you have Zoom, you have the phone that you can call, you know.
Right.
The different ways that you can connect with your loved ones, though you cannot touch them, I thank God that I'm able to do it. I thank God for just everything. I thank God even for the love. I thank God.
You know,
so,
I love you.
You know, I just want to let you all know, no matter what it is that, you know, you may be going through, just
Amen.
Give God the praise. Just thank him. You need a car, just say, thank you, Jesus, for my car. You need a home, you just thank God for it. And I say, I just thank God for all that he is doing.
There you go, Apostle.
Yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Anyhow, you know, you have to thank God. You know, every time you look around, he keep blessing you, don't he?
Yeah.
When you think you not, he start blessing you all over again. You look like, you know, the way the news people talk, it sound like nobody won't have anything for Thanksgiving, and that all the birds that done got killed, all the turkeys that done got. But where they were talking, you know, like we won't have nothing to eat at all. Nobody. Everybody done lost their jobs, you know. Some people are killing themselves because they can't stand the fact that they don't have anything to feed their family. Pray for those people. Pray for them. Pray for people not to get that desperate that something can if they trust God. It's all about trusting God. Do you see? That's what it's all about. And I thank God for all the friends. I thank God for all the enemies. I thank God for everybody. Amen. I thank God when the body just don't feel like it want to make another step. I thank God if you just keep hanging in there and just maybe you can't do nothing but what the mark time. Stand still and mark time.
Amen.
When you can't move, you can't hardly get about, stand still and mark time. I thank God because what happened? He'll deliver you every time.
Yes,
every time God will deliver you. The enemy tries so hard. If he don't try to knock you down, he try to make you crippled. Arthur come and visit you. And riders, he'll ride with you. All these things happen to you. Things happen to you. Happen to your body, and maybe you can't see. What else devil could do, huh? That's all he can do is antagonize you. See? Thank God that he is antagonizing you, and you know how to whip his hind parts.
Amen.
Thank God he gave you power over all the power of the enemy. Didn't he say that?
Yes.
Don't care what he tried to antagonize you with, how to put you down, with breaking your foot or whatever, your toe, your back, you still is a victorious person. Yes. You are a overcomer.
Yes.
See, you should repeat that every day. I am overcoming. Thank God I am overcoming. I'm thanking God I'm overcoming right now.
Amen.
Now you say, there you go. No, but soon as you start, you know, look out. He going to concoct something else to say, I'm going to see. And he'll try to put something worse than you ever had before. He always do that stuff. So now if you know that, then you know, you got armor on against all the wiles of the enemy. The devil is always coming up with something else. He's always trying to find another way to hurt you, to keep you from taking your rightful place. Hmm?
Yep.
Always. I don't care what. Have you ever thought of using the car and look the car, you just missed somebody? Somebody hitting you? And if they'd have hit you, it'd have been a disaster. Have you ever been in that? These things happen because the enemy don't like you. And whoever say they don't like you is an enemy. And that's an enemy that you can conquer. It don't matter. That's an enemy that you can conquer because God gave you that conquering spirit. You see? That's how you're victorious. Because you have a conquering spirit. Yes, you didn't know that, did you? Well, I'm here to encourage you today on Thanksgiving to know that God has made you more than a conqueror. You don't just conquer, you do more than that.
Amen.
He is a defeated foe. Do you hear what I'm saying? He is a defeated. I'm just waiting for somebody, some of y'all to call on in now that you ain't called. Praise God. And just say thank you for whatever it is. Maybe he healed you from something. Is that somebody? Praise the Lord. You're there. Go ahead. Hello?
Take your phone off mute.
Is your phone on mute? Hello. Well, praise the Lord. No, but somehow,
hello?
You know. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nobody but
it's Liz. It's Liz from Connecticut. It's raining out here. It's a blessing to me. I love it. The rain.
It's raining. Oh, okay.
No, not hard. It's just beautiful. The rain in them. Now it's just, God is just sending his blessing and cleaning everything up, and I'm so grateful and thankful.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
Yeah, we're having turkey. My son is cooking, and he's, you know, hey, we got the men that, in my house, we got men that cook. These.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, turkey, mashed potatoes.
I thought he had got so well he was cooking.
No. He's here. He's turkey. We're having mashed potatoes, stuffing. My grandson's daughter's bringing homemade macaroni and cheese and death by chocolate. Plus, they made a whole bunch of homemade cookies. I mean, just cooking and, you know, bringing to others that can't. So it's been truly a blessing and. I'm just so grateful. It's been, this year has been, no matter what, God has been so awesome. It's like a learning. It's like, you know, closer to him. I can't explain it. It's just so awesome. I just thank God just to be alive. And we're going to Zoom with our family all over at 3:00 from Virginia, from all over. So Brooklyn. Yeah. So, yes. And my son. And he's doing well. He's the one cooking. And also my grandson, you know, he cooks too. He does really good pizza. He does different things. He's working now. But, yep, the men, I guess they took after their father, the grandfather, because my husband used to be a baker. He used to bake and cook, so.
Okay.
But I used to cook all the time, so now I don't have to cook. And I'm grateful. Amen. I said, I'm just so grateful for all I have. Thankful for all my friends, family, for all of you down, for everybody in Florida, from everywhere. It doesn't matter. I just, like you, I just pray and thank and bless anybody, whoever it is. It doesn't matter. Forgive, forget, and keep going and, you know, and learning. The whole thing is that this is the year of a lot of learning, a lot of expectations. God is doing so much. It's so, to me, incredible. Remembering things, wow, so awesome. All the wonderful people that come in my life, even the hard ones, you know what? God made me stronger. So, you know, I'm grateful to them too. But and I'm just thankful for all of you, for you, Pastor, for the Bishop, for Diane, for Pastor Sharon and George and their children and Patty and everybody there. Many blessings and prayers I send to all of you, and I am so grateful of knowing all of you. You know, especially you, Pastor. We come from a kind of long way. So God knows what He does. Hey, we got to keep going. Like you said, keep pushing. Like Pastor said, that's right. We got to keep pushing it out. Keep going. And I just want to thank you all. And I'm very thankful and grateful in knowing you and all the wonderful people. Through the good, through the bad, God, you know what, turned it all around. And what a blessing in seeing. Sometimes we don't realize, you know, people, oh, look at that person, and they look at you, they do all these things, they say they don't even know you. Then later on, you know, God turns it all around. It's like, wow, these people are awesome. I said, thank you, Lord, for meeting all these different kind of people and to change my life, to change their life. And I'm just, you know, grateful to, you know, just being alive, getting up and everything else. So many blessings to everybody there and everybody all over praying the blessings and smile, because there's people out there that need that smile, a hug, a kiss, or a little milk or whatever it is that you could give them that's worth more.
Yeah.
So bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye from Michigan.
Bye-bye. We thank God for our own Sister Elizabeth from Connecticut. We thank God for her. She always going to make you laugh, too. Praise the Lord. That's why we love her so. And we do go a long way back. Praise God. And we thank God that she's still continue with us. We thank God that we still hear from her. She is such a beautiful, lovely person to know. Bless God. We just love her. I like what she said. Live, laugh, and learn. Live, laugh, and learn. I like that. Live, laugh, and learn. All right. We learn from each other. We can laugh about things, you know. The devil wants you to look ugly all the time. He don't want you to laugh. He wants you to frown up and squinch up your eyes all the time. That's all he wants you to do, to look just terrible. And somebody say, what's the matter? And you're going to say, well, this, that, and the other, and I'm this, that, and the other. Don't tell him nothing. Say, hey, I'm blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, thank you, Santa Claus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They'll say, listen, you think you're Santa Claus? Yeah. However Santa Claus laugh. Praise God. Ain't that good? Sister, listen. Amen. At least she has her son still cooking now. My God. My God. My God. Ain't God good? Okay. Hey. Oh, my goodness. One got a car. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Amen. Another one, they through with therapy. Amen. Amen. And feeling better. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, if you got life, you still can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, Yonah.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to one and all. I am thankful for life, health, and strength. I'm thankful for my cry grandbaby. Thankful just to have food to eat today that many don't have anything to eat. and we was a blessing to many that didn't have anything to eat on the job by fixing them turkey baskets and delivering it to the schools and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just a blessing to be blessed.
Yep, you always do. You always do. That's why you're blessed, because you're always thinking of others and giving to others. And you know, many people don't know that's the secret of success. All right? It's giving. Giving. Giving not out of necessity, more or less, but giving out of your heart that you love people. All right? And you don't want to just have all for yourself. You want somebody else to be blessed too. If you want, you have food, you'll give them some of your food. I know you will. I know I've seen you do it many times. All right. So, is there anything good at your house I should come by and eat?
I got the regular tradition thing, turkey and ham, and I decided to do fish for Thanksgiving this season. Fish and
what
crab
kind of fish?
Perch. Now perch.
Fried food?
It's family food? To red snapper. It's family to red snapper.
What? You got all, she got all that fish in there?
I take that.
Is that stuff cooked, fried?
I'm going to fry it. It's fillet fish, the fillet one.
Oh, fillet one, yeah. Well, now, you got all that kind of fish going on at your house. You got crabs going on at your house. Do I have to crack the crabs?
Yes.
Bishop say he'll crack them. Bishop say he'll crack them.
No, Bishop won't eat it and you won't get them.
Yeah, I do have to watch that one. Wow, now I know now. Let me see. How do I do this? I know they say stay home. Can we do drive-by?
Pick it up and keep going.
We can pick it up and keep on going, coming back home and eat it. She got a whole lot of different ones, things there that make a person want to go. Praise God. I don't got to have no turkey now. I got a turkey. I got a turkey. Well, Tell your baby I do have some greens, but ain't no cornbread to it. I got stuffing, but no green peas, no cornbread with it, because I know he liked the greens.
Yes,
now that is what I know we have. Amen. So we're sharing now, ain't we? See what I'm
sharing
saying?
Sharing. Amen.
And I don't even have to catch a plane. Bishop say, call when he get done, and he gonna drive by and pick up by up his dinner. He gonna, he say he definitely wants some of that fish.
Okay.
It don't have bones in it. Oh yeah. Well, Bishop,
yeah.
He doesn't care. And the crab meat, you let him stay in the shell, and he'll crack him. He can do it. Do it. Bless God. Yeah. Listen, that day I found somebody that's close by. I don't have to catch a plane. I'm going to the islands to eat, you know, and everything. All these people cooking all that good stuff. I got to go across the water to get some.
I got goat water also.
You got who?
Goat water.
What is
water?
I don't know what that is.
They call it managed water. They call it managed water.
I don't know what that is.
How do?
You drink
managed
it?
Water. Yes, goat soup, but they call it managed water. That spicy soup.
I can pass by the goat stew, but I'll eat the other
stuff.
No, soup. So I don't know what it is.
Soup. I think Pastor Sherman them had cooked it before. They call it managed water.
Well, I probably didn't eat none then.
What you do that?
Did I eat none then?
You
eat that? No?
Yeah, I eat it. I learned what it was.
Oh.
She said she learned
I
what
it
was.
It, yeah.
Well, I think I'll leave that one alone. But I stick with the other stuff. I'll stick with all the other stuff now. That I'll stick with, you know, and all. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Bless your heart. Oh, my God, you was a cooking. You've been cooking 2 days, huh? My God, my God.
All night, and still cooking.
Oh, goodness, she's still cooking. Lord have mercy. Okay, all right, okay. Thank you for calling, and expect somebody to drive by and have your plates all ready. Hallelujah. All right, we got another caller. Hi, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to the whole team. I'm a blast from the past. You might not know my voice, but I know y'all. I'm so proud of y'all. Y'all made it to another Thanksgiving. And I'm thankful that y'all in my life. That's what I call it. That one thing. It's Pastor Don G, CEO. Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, Diana. Good morning, OT.
Good morning.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I ain't recognize. You sound like you're talking so low, Pastor Don.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just waking up. Good morning. Good morning.
You're just waking up. Well, it's good. If you're just waking up, you must didn't cook last night.
I started. I'm not done yet.
Oh,
good morning. Okay. Good morning. Yeah. Now, I had a shock and awe. What was that shock and awe? I had a shock and awe, y'all. Good morning. How y'all been?
Oh, we fine. As we can be with such as it is today, with all these quarantines and masks and all that stuff, we're doing pretty good in Jesus. You staying safe.
I'm very safe, man. I'm a good people, and I called 7 minutes in before the show was over, but I made it in. It's like in church right before they passed the exit.
Yes, yes, I was talking to Pastor Dungey. I told her, I said, you had called, I don't know what day it was, but you had called, you was on your way someplace. And, she's not doing too good. She's kind of sick. No, it's other things that she had.
Okay. Well, man, we still a family. One thing about family, you never know when you're going to show up. It's not
right.
The kids is with you. It's the kids that come here from the cold.
Yeah.
This world is covered. But I love every last one of y'all, man. And I know that it's hundreds and thousands and millions of people that are getting this good word. Y'all been really standing the fire, and I appreciate y'all. Because I'm thankful for y'all. I love y'all. You know, y'all are great people. Just don't give up. Keep pressing towards the highest calling of God.
Yes. We try. If we don't, I just say, everybody forgive and let's go on and live.
And, I'm going to use that one. Everybody forgive and go on and live. Okay. I'm going to have to steal that one. How you doing, Apostle? How do you feel today, Queen?
I am doing well. You know, you hear me, I'm still up to my antics. Trying to get people out of the dark into the light.
Amen. Well, I'm always good, man. I got a new number. Write my number down. Call me after the show.
Oh,
I haven't talked to you in a long time. I haven't switched numbers. From the 818-615.
It's a new number.
No, that's my direct number, man. I had to kill the 818 because I had too many haters.
I ain't changing my number because I got a lot of haters, and they hate me enough, they don't have to call.
I don't run.
No.
You might not hear from me, but then I'll appear like, wow, you say my name. And I'm there.
Right. And if I mention your name, I know you're finna call somewhere down the line. Now you see why I keep the same number.
Amen. Well, now I know where to find you. You're on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and you've been doing this. It's time to talk about it.
I'm still here.
I'm still here. Come on now.
What else is there? You can't go in the building. What else can you do?
I can't deliver the
word. God made an avenue to do it, didn't he?
Amen.
I was just ahead of time.
I'm just happy to hear from you. You sound in good spirits today.
Well, I feel better today.
Amen. How's Sister Diana doing?
Sister Diana doing good because she did the cooking. I ain't had to do the cooking today. So I guess I am feeling good.
Amen.
Because I didn't have to cook.
I had to come through and show love to my time to talk about family. I've been rolling, man. What y'all going on? Y'all 7-year anniversary here? Is it my 7 years?
I've been on here longer than 7 years, ain't I? I've been on here what? Since 07, 2007.
07 and 13. Okay, well, congratulations, man. Anything that you do for 13 years, you 7 years out from being a master at it. But at the end of the day, you never give up. And I just want to call and say I love you. I appreciate you. You're important. You're special. And, I made it in. Happy Thanksgiving. This is my first show being on your radio network. First time.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Pastor Dungeon say you my son, another one of my sons. I got a whole bunch of them all over the place.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. But
that's your son. How's he doing? He say he got to check in. And, she say he must be getting in trouble.
Well, I'm in trouble getting to me. I try not to get in trouble.
Oh, my goodness. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thought I still was having time. I'm going to have to extend my time, huh? Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, now we're going to, Pastor Don, we're going to have to be gone here. My engineer told me that she just saw the time too. We was about out of time. So sister tell me, come on the line, say you ain't got but 1 second to go. Praise God. We thank God for you, Pastor Don, and we trust that we can get back in touch with each other again. Bless God. And we thank God for all of those of you from the islands that is listening, each place in the different islands that's listening. We thank God for you and you, those that are listening in the places, other places overseas, also countries. We thank God for you, and we say happy Thanksgiving to you. Be safe, and we want you to remember that we love you. We really love you.
I couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
as soon as I stop worrying
how the story ends,
when I let go,
let
him have
that.
That's when things
start happening.
When I let go, let him have
that.
struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.